1440 KVON and 99.3 The Vine. Good morning. It's time for Do It Yourself for Central Valley. Peter.
Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good. Well, as Alan would always tell us, we need to be in the moment.
Yes.
You can't think about, you know, what happened yesterday
or what's
about to happen, because what's going to happen right now
is
we're going to do a little yoga.
Woohoo! Do it yourself?
Do it yourself with Central Valley. Of course, you know, we've always, we have been talking in the past about the yoga that we've had Alan on the show.
Yes, we have.
We do yogas every Thursday at our St. Helena Napa facilities, so the public is welcome to join us. This is construction yoga with your boots on. So it's real life applicable yoga. You know, you don't have to get in fancy leotards or whatever else to we're gonna do. I'm gonna do it in my Dockers right now.
I got my little tennies on. Okay.
And it's totally
we're gonna do it right
totally
now.
Applicable,
huh?
And we're gonna do it right now. I understand you've got a little back pain issue.
Well, I've been dealing with a little pinched nerve for some reason. I think I just. It was before the wakeboarding yesterday, in case you heard me talking about it. I was just, you know, really, anyway, crazy weekend. But, yeah, it's been bothering me, and I'm seeing the chiropractor again today. But if there's something we can do to help, I know a lot of people deal with pinched nerves and that sort of thing.
All right, so this is going to be a little complicated, but we're going to do this.
Okay, so we're going to stand up, right?
We're all going to be on the mic, Alan's here in the studio. And Alan, why don't you, for everyone that's listening out there, This is all stuff you can do if you're driving in the car. You know, I want you to think, I'm going to be sitting, so I'm going to be doing a sitting pose, and you're going to be standing. And if you're in the cubicle or whatever, just think about these poses. Think about it if you want to join along.
If you're driving, you probably shouldn't join.
Well, Alan, are we going to do anything that would be applicable to driving if I'm going to sit down?
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. All right.
So,
great.
So. Hi, I'm Alan Nett, and I've started yoga for the construction industry. If you have the ability to get to your computer, see if you can't follow us at my website, which is yogawithyourbootson.com. And today we're going to be doing the plumb bob. And so the plumb bob is a vertical line. And I'm going to have Peter sitting in a vertical line and Kelly standing in a vertical line.
Okay.
So,
right.
Kelly, what I'd like to see you do, and folks on listening to us, either you're seated or you're standing, and what I'd like first to do, if you're seated, see if you can't find that you get yourself seated uniformly on the chair. So you feel the same pressure on each side, right? Get your feet directly below your knees, your heels directly below your knees, and Kelly, you're going to stand with your feet hip-width apart.
Okay.
Make your feet parallel to each other. And with that happening now, make your legs as strong and as straight as you can. So that means your kneecaps are lifting, your thighs are working very strongly.
Yes.
Spread your toes in your shoes.
Okay.
If you're seated, you're going to, with this, you're going to feel your back extend and get long. Kelly is going to feel the same thing. So imagine as you're driving, as you're standing, that your side ribs are lifting so strongly that you're able to pull your shirt out of your pants. That you're lifting so strongly. You're actually lifting the spine. Make the legs work very strongly as you're standing. See if you can't get those feet as broad as they can. Find, as you're standing, can you be so observant that you can find the lazy side and the strong side?
Oh, they're different.
Can you feel
side?
It? Yes. Yeah. If you take a look, you can find that we predominantly will sit on one buttocks more than the other. We'll stand on one foot more than the other. And with your back pain, Kelly, most likely you favor one side. I haven't had a chance to totally look at you, but in my classes, I would have my hands on you. I would move you now. Feel this, feel that. As you're seated in the chair, as you're driving down the road, extend your side ribs. Take the top of your head towards the top of the car. In here, we're taking the top of your head towards the ceiling. Chin is still parallel to the ground.
Okay.
So you're going to lengthen your neck from your shoulders to your ears.
This feels really good, by the way.
Right. So, and as you're working, keep those legs really, really working strongly. So the feet are active, the toes are spread. And as you're here, you can feel feel, Kelly? Can you feel the lower leg with the toes spreading? Can you feel below the knee how all those muscles are working?
Oh, I don't think those muscles were working all that much.
Okay, make those spreading the toes. Spread the toes.
Okay.
And with that, and press the feet down. So now all of a sudden, have we got the lower leg working?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And now above the knee, have we got that working as well? Yes. So now we have the entire leg is working very, very strongly. Uh-huh. Right?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Find a balance now from one foot to the other foot.
Okay.
And Peter is going to find a balance. You driving folks, you're going to find a balance from one buttocks to the other so that your spine has a chance to actually lift vertically, be directly centered over your pelvis, over your hips. Because this centering and this alignment is where the health comes from, where the benefit comes from.
Oh.
The style of yoga, I teach Iyengar yoga, and this style of yoga is all about alignment. So it's all about how much can I get this energy to move in a uniform fashion? Because we're dealing with the life force energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a energy that you can't see, but this is what keeps you alive. And the more we learn how to control this, the healthier that we can be. And yoga for construction is really about an awareness that's going on. How aware can I be? How aware can I be that, oh, my legs are working. Are your legs still working?
Yeah. I'm,
make
I'm,
them work.
Yeah,
make
they're
them work.
Working.
Okay.
They're getting a little tired.
Yes.
That's what often happens in our classes.
Yes.
My legs want a 10-minute break.
Okay. Then go ahead and just relax for a second and see if you can't feel. Now, have we affected the pain in the back at all?
Well, when I'm standing, it doesn't hurt. And that does help. Sitting makes it worse, but usually I still feel it when I'm standing, and I don't feel it at all right now.
Right, right, because now we're starting to lift. So we've worked with the lower body now.
Okay.
So if you take a look at the picture of the plumb bob on the website, my arms are overhead. So with your arms at your side for the moment, drivers, don't take your hands off the wheel.
This is all not right? a hands-free lesson.
Right, this is not a hands-free lesson, correct. So with the hands by your side, if you're standing and the side ribs are lifting, if you're sitting, the side ribs can lift. And so Kelly is going to inhale, and she's going to bring her arms forward. Spread your fingers very strongly, Kelly. And now, go back to your feet. Spread your feet. Make those lower legs active. And now, with the lower legs active, can you make
I exhale?
yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks.
Normal breathing. I'm sorry. So with the lower legs active, see if you can't find, with the hands spreading now, can you make the lower arm as active as the lower leg? Compare the two. Lower leg is working, lower arm is working.
It's a little tricky.
So
tricky.
Well, there's all this is easy, but they're easy poses, easy things to do, but it's kind of difficult to keep your attention here.
Yeah.
And
awareness.
That's what it is. It's all about how can I be in the moment? How can I be with my body? We end up in pain most of the time because we're unaware. We've done something and we're not aware of that. Now we've got the lower arm working, the lower leg working. Make the upper arm work as strongly as the upper leg. So pull the tricep and bicep into the body.
Wow.
Yes.
Really,
and then
feel that.
And inhale and take the arms overhead. So the arms are stretching towards the ceiling. And lift the shoulder blades. Have the shoulder blades lifting.
Okay.
See if the biceps can come near your ears. So as you're lifting, and take the fingers towards the ceiling, top of the head towards the ceiling, legs are active. So the legs are pressing into the floor. The hands are stretching towards the ceiling, and we're stretching this spine.
This feels great.
Stretching the spine. Normal breathing, inhale, exhale, full breath. And on an exhalation, release the arms. Let them come down. And Kelly, go ahead and sit again.
Nice. Wow, Ira, you got to try this.
I enjoyed watching you try.
So, now, in the chair, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh.
So, for the rest of the day, try sitting right at the edge of the chair, Kelly.
Okay.
Right at the edge of the chair. That's it. Balance both sits bones on the chair.
All right.
And see if that spine can lift just as you were sitting, as you were standing.
Right. Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
So, now, you have the ability to actually lift out of the pain.
Right.
So we're looking for, as we're spreading the spine, we're looking for space between the vertebrae, space so the discs can fluff themselves up.
Okay.
So blood is actually brought, nourishment is brought to the spine, and health occurs.
Well, thank you. That was great.
Yeah, the long-term effects for me, after doing this for, 2-3 years with Alan every Thursday morning, I've noticed an extension in my lower back, and when I'll be walking down the aisles in the store, and I'll be aware of that lower back,
and then I'll
have this little pop right in that lower part of my spine. It's really and it's all because of Alan's making me aware of my body posture. So it definitely has long-term effects. Whether you join Alan's yoga class on a regular basis, or you just someone else,
Thank you.
Be aware of your body.
It's very nice.
We try and
give us the class times again before you go.
Thursday mornings in St. Helena at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. St. Helena.
The Napa facility is at
11:15.
11:15.
And then there's one other one at noon at the.
The admin building,
yeah,
which is just above the Papa Murphy's and Papa Murphy's Pizza Place and the sandwich place.
Yeah, the sandwich
All
place.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Do it yourself at Central Valley and get a little yoga in there.